When the good Lord created the heavens and the earth, as we now know it, he put plants and animals and trees and things on this earth. But he looked at it and he wasn't happy with it. He decided that he wanted people. So he shaped up a pile of clay into his own image, breathed the breath of life into him, and he called him a man. He created Adam. Well, he looked into that ignorant thing's heart and could see that he didn't have sense enough to take care of himself. So he took a rib out of him and made a woman for a helpmate. Now, Adam was made out of clay, but Eve was made out of flesh and blood. She represented the finer things of life. And while they was in that Garden of Eden and got acquainted with that serpent, they persuaded Adam to partake of the forbidden fruit. He bit that apple. Well, I'm sure if the good Lord would have realized what he had created, he would have probably changed it in the next 2,500 years. But he didn't change it. Me and you not are going to change it. I don't think anybody else is. Now, where do we go from there? This high school boy got after his father to loan him the family car once in a while. The old gentleman said, well, I think we can arrange it, but I'm going to tie some strings to it. Said, the first thing, you've got to bring your grades up to a decent level. And the next thing, you've got to read one chapter in the Bible every day and get a decent haircut. Well, it wasn't long till this old kid had those grades brought up in real good shape. And he was reading that Bible considerably. And he kind of mentioned the thing again to his father. The old gentleman said, now, son, I'm real proud of you. You're doing real good. But what about this haircut business? Seemed like you haven't got around to that part of it yet. This boy said, now, Papa, that I've been reading that Bible a whole lot, and I've been looking at them pictures. Said, and Christ didn't get his hair cut. Every time you see a picture of him, he's got long hair. And his father said, now, son, that is very, very right. He did wear long hair. But if you'll just keep on reading that Bible, you'll find out where that he walked every place that he went. This man come to work one Monday morning with two black eyes. And some little rumors got to going around through the employees. And the boss man called him into his office. He said, Jim, there's some little old vicious rumors are going around, and I'd like to have the pleasure of putting a stop to them. Do you mind telling me how you got those black eyes? So now, you're one of the most dependable and the steadiest employee that we have. You don't go down to bar on Saturday night and do a bunch of raise haddling. Said, you're even a church-going man. Jim said, well, I don't mind telling you. Said, it did happen at church. Said, a kind of a large-like lady got up that was sitting in front of me to testify, and her dress was kind of caught in the back. I thought, well, it don't look too good. Some old woman will have something to say about it. So I pulled it out. And that lady turned around and hit me right here in this left eye just as hard as she could hit me. The boss man said, now I can see that. What about that other eye? Well, I thought that upset that lady considerably, and I felt bad about it. Well, she just turned around and hit me in the other eye when I put her dress back. Now, this old hillbilly boy and girl was a-fixing to get married. And they notified all the kinfolks for miles around. And they called in the neighborhood preacher to perform that ceremony. And the old preacher took charge of the meeting. He said, "Now, young man, you're 21 years old now. You're fixing to get married. Move off down there by the sawmill where you got a job promised to you and start a new home and a new family. So now there's something that your father and mother won't tell you. Your grandpa and grandma won't tell you either. And it looks like I'm going to have to do it. Now, young man, there ain't no Santa Claus." Did you realize that a doctor is the only person that can tell your wife to pull her clothes off and send you a bill for it? Well, this old gentleman went down to his doctor's office with a hearing problem. And the doc examined him. He said, "Well, I think all you need right now is a hearing aid. I can fix you up with one of them things." So he put a hearing aid on the old gentleman and sent him home. Well, about a week later, the old man was back down there to that doctor's office. He said, "Doc, so this thing quit working. So I really believe I'm worse off than I was to start with. See if you can find out what's wrong." Well, the doctor shined that light in the old gentleman's ear. Kind of frowned. Reached over and picked up a pair of tweezers and he pulled something out of the old man's ear. He looked at it and he showed it to the old gentleman. He said, "What do you think this is?" The old man kind of squinted and looked down his nose. He said, "Well, it sort of looks like a suppository." The doctor said, "That's exactly what it is." The old boy said, "Now, I know what happened to my hearing aid. And I think that old boy needed glasses too, don't you?" This old Jew and his wife had a grown teenage daughter, and she was a-going with a Gentile boy. That meant he was a non-Jew, by religion at least. And the old lady was just a-stomping the floor. She said to Papa, "I don't like this business one bit. Those young people are getting serious. They're going to get married." The old man said, "Oh, Mama," said, "what's so serious about that? They go to the picture show and they dance to the records. Now, what is so serious?" She said to Papa, "You come out on the back porch." Said, "I want to show you something." We had about 4 inches of brand new snow on the ground. And there was a set of slipper tracks and a set of Oxford tracks going right up to the back rail on the porch. And that old country boy had went to the bathroom in the and wrote his name in the snow till he run out of water. Now all of us country boys has done that. That is no secret. The old lady pointed out, she said to Papa, "You look right there. You look." The old gentleman said, "Well, so what?" The young man had to go to the bathroom. He didn't go in a corner like a cat or a dog. "Now, Mama, what is so serious about that?" She said, "Yes, but Papa, you look again. You look right there." Now that is in our daughter's handwriting. Mama could have been right. This old colored lady went down to this big department store that had a sale on these stockings. And them stockings was guaranteed. They wouldn't rip, run or raveled or run down at the heel or get your money back. Well, she bought a pair of them stockings and took them home. In about 15 minutes, she was back down there to that store. She said, "Mr. Man, I want my money back right now, like you done promised. Now, them stockings don't suit me not one bit. I want my money back right now." This store owner said, "Why, lady," said, "what was wrong with them stockings? Didn't they come up to your expectations?" "Why," she said, "Lordy, no. So them things didn't hardly come up to my knees." This young Jew and the old gentleman were visiting, and this young man was trying to get the old gentleman to put him in business. The old man said, "No, no," said, "go away." Said, "you young people don't know nothing." Said, "you don't know how to make money. All you young people know how to do is just spend the hell out of it." "Oh," said, "go away, so don't waste my time." But this young man kept prevailing on the old gentleman. He said, "Now listen, Ike, and I'm young, and I'm full of whim and vinegar. I can put in the long hours, and I can do the hard work. I need somebody to manage the place and give me a little financial assistance." The old gentleman raised one eyebrow. He said, "Now you mean for me to run the joint?" "Well, yes, and give me some financial help." The old gentleman said, "All right, a younger man, I'm going to give you your first lesson right now." Said, "you take your hands right here." Said, "now you look at them, turn them back and forth. What are they good for?" This young man said, "Well, you drive your car, and you eat, and you put your clothes." The old man said, "That's just what I'm going to try to tell you. You younger people don't know nothing." Said, "now you take this left hand. That is the most important member to the human body." Said, "if any of you get ready to travel, you get out on the highway and you hang that thumb out. Everybody knows what it means. They all understand. And the main thing a younger man," said, "it's a cheap. It don't cost you very much. And you take this a forefinger," said, "it points the way to success. And when a man comes in the store and can't make up his mind," said, "you can tap him on the shoulder. You can point the goods out to him. You can shake it under his nose. You can get that man's attention." Said, "now this is next finger." Said, "now that is the pleasure finger. We'll get back to it a little later." So he turned that finger under. He said, "now younger man, this is next finger. The vein from that finger runs straight to the heart. That's the finger you wear the big diamond ring on. People say, look at that rock on that Jew's finger. Said, it cost a bundle of money, huh? And the little finger, you hold it up like this. When you're out in society and you're drinking the tea, they'll say, look at that Jew. He's got education. He's got polish. He has been around. Now, younger man, to get it back to the pleasure finger, that's the one you punch the cash register with." Now, if you think you can stand any more of these kind of stores, just turn it over, and we'll see you on the other side.